Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
I want to talk to you all today about something that seems to strike us and on the spiritual warfare that's taking place. And spiritual warfare is real. And spiritual warfare is taking place in our lives, whether we know it or not. You know, Ephesians 6:12 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against the spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a battle that's consistently going on. A spiritual battle. And within this spiritual battle, one of the things that's paralyzing Yahweh's people, and is paralyzing people everywhere, is the principality, the demon, the principality of fear. That people are fearful in every aspect of life to go out there and do anything they need to be doing. You know, we need to rebuke that principality and pray against it and come against it. And understand about this. Yahweh has given us the good things, but the enemy will try to turn them around and make them bad. Well, Yahweh takes the bad things and He turns around and makes them good. Hallelujah. When we look at fear and we try to understand what it is, it's the emotion of being afraid or danger or that evil is near and uneasiness and angst and anxiousness. For those of you that watches the superhero cartoons and all this stuff, you remember Spider-Man, his spider sense would come up when danger was around. People that are very aware in life, they can sense danger. That's not necessarily fear. That's being very alert and so on. But just the symptoms and the things, the anxiety that builds up as dread or alarm is around us. Great fear builds us. Now, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It could warn us of something that's going bad in our lives or something that's about to happen that's bad if you're getting near a dangerous place. You know, it can create this response from us that's not necessarily a bad thing. So we have to understand the adrenaline rush or the thing that happens when we get in fear. You know, it's something that should happen, not every aspect and every moment of our life. It's something that it was a built-in mechanism, a design that was built into us by a wonderful creator to happen on a rare occasion when something was so bad or dreadful that we had to keep our bodies safe and we needed to be aware and react. But when this adrenaline is secreted too often or too much, you know, it destroys our body on so many different levels. No, it's this adrenaline rush or this response to fear and so on. You know, and we hear this word fear, and when we think about what the Bible says about fear, and it says to fear our wonderful Creator, it's not the same type of fear. It's not supposed to create that warning of danger. A more accurate word in the scripture would be to be in awe of our Creator, not to fear Him, but to be in awe of Him. But the fear of the world is something else. And so many people succumb to it. They watch the news and they live in fear about everything that's on the news today. And it creates such a problem. You know, and we need to have faith and trust our Creator and be in awe of Him. You know, so the fear of our Creator is a reverence for our Creator. To be in awe of Him. Giver of all good things, perfect things, not something to the danger or something else. The dread and the stuff that goes on with it, and put us in this fearful state. And there are many scriptures that talked about how we are to stay in a certain place and not go into another place. So we think about the fear in our lives and the fear that happens. And we look at several of the occurrences in scripture. One is the necessities of life, and our Creator tells us He will provide our needs, that we don't need to fear going without these things. Then there's the true danger, the things that are truly things we should fear, standing at the end of a cliff or somebody pulling out a gun on us or something. Yeah, we need to trust our Creator, but these are just body responses to avoiding physical death. You know, and we fear, people today have fear of disease and stuff. That's not a healthy fear if we're not doing something about it. So we need to understand and believe that the fear of man and man things and a distrust in Yahweh literally is an emotional or mental sin. It's something our Creator teaches against. Our Creator wants us not to fear man or man's ways or the worries of this world. He wants us to be against it. Being afraid or anxious about things tomorrow, you know, it has become a natural response, but just because something, or a normal response, but normal is not of Yah these days. That's why we have to be set apart. Psalms 56:11 says, "In Yahweh I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what men can do to me." Hallelujah. And we can use that. You know, we have to understand our Creator can heal and bring back dead people. Why are we worried if we got diagnosed with a disease that He can't heal us? We got to trust in Him and trust in His word. It says in John, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made in perfect love. So we get this. We have to get rid of this type of fear that's paralyzing so many believers today. We need to get rid of it. Revelation 21:8 says, "But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the idolaters are all liars, and they shall have their part in the lake which burned with fire and brimstone," which is the second death. The fearful. And I believe unbelief and faithfulness are forms of rebellion, and it's connected to fear, and fear stems from unrighteousness, and it gives the enemy's kingdom a foothold to take over and do things, and we need to overcome that and have faith. And faith and fear, we need to understand what they are in our lives. It says in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Fear consists of the things not hoped for and the evidence seen," or at least vividly imaged. So we see these things. Fear focuses on the temporal events and ignores the eternal, and plays a central role in our earthly existence. We need to not let this happen, and we need to overcome the fear in our lives and understand this on a physical level, how fear enters our lives, you know, and how the principality or the spirit of fear is a tool of the enemy to torment us. That's what people have to understand, and how it torments us, and the physical complications of that, like anxiety and fear and the diseases, the physical diseases that it causes in the body, and a connection between our health and our spiritual belief and our spiritual faith. And it's not just about praying for healing. It's about being in the right state of mind so we don't create this disease to begin with. You know, and it starts not just later in life. These fears start at a young age. You know, because, you know, there's an order to Yah, and it's order. Parents are supposed to love their children and teach their children the way they should go, but they're not. And this way, children are so scared of life that they're literally killing themselves. You know, and even adults that call themselves believers are killing themselves. So what about the innocent children that haven't even learned some things yet? You know, one of my favorite songs is a song based on Psalms 34. And Psalms 34, verse 4 and 5 says, I sought Yahweh, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you all want to be delivered from your fears today? Do you all want to overcome them? We need to rebuke that principality. We must recognize the fears that paralyze us and trouble us in our lives. And at the top of the list of the fear of man and man's ways and the things of man. We gotta overcome this. But there's other fears in our lives that we suffer from as children, and it carries over to later in our lives. Fears of rejection. You know, we need to understand this, and the everyday lives, you know, just fear of just whatever it is, fear of failing according to the world, measuring up according to the world's ways, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your job, a fear of losing something, all these different fears. That's why it says, remember, this is what the enemy does, you know, and this is an ongoing battle. There are many of these assets of fear that's in our lives, but we were made to overcome them. So fear of abandonment, rejection, all of these. You know, it's a response that people have today. So, you know, we're supposed to not fear. We're supposed to be in a place of safety. You know, it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for Yahweh has given us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yahweh did not give us the spirit of fear. Fear should have no home in us. Yahweh would not deliver us from something he created in us. Hallelujah. Do we understand that? Do we understand this and get this and understand this? So we have to remember this. Remember, I'm going to read it again because I already read it, but we have to understand this. There is no fear in love. This is important. Listen to this now. There is no fear in love, 1 John 4:18, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment, he that fears is not made in perfect love. Now, do something for me. Let's read that again and transpose the word love with Yahshua, because Yahshua is love. And as we read that, we read, there is no fear in Yahshua, but perfectly Yeshua cast perfect love in Yeshua, but perfect Yeshua cast out fear, because fear has torment. He that fear not is not perfect in Yeshua. There's nothing to fear if we have Yeshua. You know, we need to get this and understand that. You know, we need to run from fear. And it's contagious as well. This is why the media, how they spread their lies and even their truths, and through the fear of how the enemy spreads it. So we need to be aware of this and deal with this. And so how could we do this? So write down your fears. Write down your fears. You know, why you have anxiety and stress in your life. What is the cause of that? And we're gonna pray through this today and hopefully help you with this. Is it distrust in your life? You know, the fear can keep us from some amazing things. You know, and because of my life, I developed at some point a tremendous distrust in certain situations. You know, but we have to break through that fear and trust Yahweh. I developed a tremendous distrust in women. After a failed marriage, I defend a complete distrust in women from a long-term relationship standpoint. You know, but I wasn't going to let that stop me from living my life with the woman Yahweh wanted me to be with. So I had to break through that fear. And I had to pray to Yahweh and lose that fear and to trust. And I was able to trust again. It results in a beautiful marriage now. You know, it's understandable to have distrust, but we have to not let fear paralyze us. One thing from the past we can learn from, but it shouldn't dictate our life for the future. We should store that lesson within us. The same things with the issues we have of other fears in our lives, like fear of abandonment and things like this, and fear of what might happen, fear of being alone in life. You know, we can't use that to become codependent on someone. We need to understand that Yah's in control and Yahweh's going to bless us. You know, so we have to overcome these things. Another thing that's easy for people is I suffered from a disease, and I deal with people every single day in life that suffer from disease and helping people physically get better. You know, but so many people have a fear of disease. You know, and this is something that you know, I strive to be healthy on so many levels. And the reason why is I hate being sick. I love feeling healthy. You know, and you know, it's not necessarily a fear of disease, it's a wisdom of just how to stay healthy. But these fears that we have in lives, another one is fear of loneliness. And I mean people that are scared of things like germs and so on, and they can't even step out of their house. They're scared of everything. Now we got to understand wisdom and fear. We got to be careful in certain situations. You know, but worrying isn't going to solve a situation. Praying is going to solve a situation. And hearing from Yahweh is going to solve a situation. So for those of you, think about those fears in your lives that are holding you back, the worries and the fears that you might have in life. And repeat this prayer with me and name that specific prayer. And you could rewind this film later and you could write this prayer down and do it for all your prayers, but think of one fear in your life that you want to overcome. And understanding that the fear is a principality in your life. And repeat this. Heavenly Father, in the name of Yahshua, I confess and repent for allowing the fear in my life. And I repent for all my generations. And I ask you, Yahshua, to forgive me. I purpose and choose to forgive myself from my heart for allowing this and name that fear in my life. And I release myself from this fear. In the name of Yahshua and by the power of his blood, I cancel all of Satan's authority over me in this fear. And in the name of Yahshua, I command this fear to go. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart to heal me of this fear. Please speak your words of truth to me about this situation. Thank you. And just listen and write down that answer. Just listen and write down that answer. Hallelujah. Yes. To be gone from our lives, all the fear. And we would have comfort. Knowing that Yahweh gave us the power and the authority in his son Yahshua to defeat fear. And the Rahadah Kodesh, the set apart spirit, joins with you in getting this fear out of your life. You could have victory over this. I pray for all of you that are worrying out there. Transfer that worrying into prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, you could overcome these things. Whatever it is you're fearing today, whatever it is, wherever you're going, with excitement, look forward to Yahweh's victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for helping these brothers and sisters overcome their fear. Thank you, Father, for giving us good night's sleep, not to have to worry, knowing that you've already taken care of these situations. You've already handled them. To teach us, Father, your ways and what we need to be doing to overcome all our fears and our worries and these anxieties of the world and the world around us and people around us. To overcome these things. What are you scared about? What are you worried about? We can overcome all things through him who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this blessed day that you have made, that you have given us, that you surround us each day with your love, and you cover us with the blood of Yahshua. What are we to fear? Covered with the blood of Yahshua, what are we to fear? If you believe in the scriptures, if you believe Yahweh's word, may you overcome these things today. Hallelujah. Remember, Yahweh's given us not the spirit of fear, but the power and the love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. So don't let this happen. You know, don't let it happen to us. And it's going to stop right now in Yeshua's name. No more fears. Somebody says, no worry, no fear, only answers. No worry, and only answers. That's what it says. All his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. You know that. Hallelujah. Yes and amen. So may we break through today and overcome our fears and speak it out loud. You know, thank you. Speak it out loud. Speak it out loud, the prayer that we said, that Yah would help you overcome these. And write them down and say it for each one, for each one. In the name of Yahshua, I confess and repent for this fear of my life. And I repent for all my generations, and I ask you, Father Yahweh. And I choose to forgive myself and my heart for allowing this fear in my life. I release myself from this fear in the name of Yahshua. By the power of his blood, I cancel Satan's authority over me and his fear. In the name of Yeshua, I command his fear to go. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart to heal me of this fear. Please speak your words of truth to me about this fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let it go. And it's done. It is that simple. It is that simple. And you could all do it. You have to believe and trust. It's about faith. It's about faith. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you this day. May he touch you. May he heal you. May he help you. In Yeshua's name. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for helping us overcome our fears and taking them away from us. They're no longer our fears, Father Yahweh. That we be done in the name of Yeshua. For everyone that's listening right now to this, Father Yahweh, I pray that you would give them the courage, boldness, and the strength and the wisdom to know that fear needs to be no part of them, and that people could be in awe of you and trust you and be faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful Creator for this blessed day. I make myself available through this ministry. If you're struggling with a fear, if you need prayer, we're here every morning at 6 a.m. to pray along with you. If there's something specific you need to talk about, you're welcome to contact me. A specific fear you're struggling with. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for taking away our prayer, our fear. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's message. Remember, you could join us for live prayer every morning on our YouTube channel at 6 a.m. That's Torah Life Ministries YouTube channel at 6 a.m. And on Friday nights at 10 p.m., from 10 p.m. to midnight, we have live fellowship on our YouTube channel at Torah Life Ministries. So come and join us there and get some prayer in the mornings and fellowship Friday evenings. And you can always contact me through my website if you have any questions anytime, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Sing this song not as a song of desperation, but we sing it as a song of affirmation. Don't we all need the wonderful touch of Jesus tonight? All over the building.